It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Sad to say, Labor Day marks the unofficial end of summer. Kids are back in school, days are getting shorter, and fall is right around the corner. However, the long weekend coming up allows you a chance to have one last hurrah before summer's over. Here with some ideas for making the most of the holiday weekend is travel contributor Elaine LaBalm. Elaine is a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBalm, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Looking very summery. You have a red sort of a tank top. Can you wear that after Labor Day, or is this kind of the last chance?
Well, no, I can still wear it. Now, as my mother would have said, if I was wearing the white shoes and the white gloves after Labor Day, that would have been a problem. But but that's not an issue with me.
Okay, New Girl. Well, summer is almost over, or at least the part that runs through Labor Day. And since the season won't actually change till late September, it's worth taking a few last summer hurrahs, right?
Yeah, I would say more than one. Certainly Labor Day weekend, it's still warm out, so it's a nice time to travel to the beaches. They're going to be a bit more crowded than they would be in through September, I would say, when it's still a good time to get to the beach, but not so much that you shouldn't consider it. The neat thing is that I believe that a lot of operators, whether it's hotels or other folks in the travel industry, attractions, what have you, if they haven't made their nut, as it were, over the summer months, which is the busy season for most people, you can bet that they're willing to deal at this point. So you're probably going to see some good hotel rates, I would say, over the Labor Day weekend and certainly in through September. So look around, see what kind of a deal you can find for yourself. And the other neat thing about traveling this time of year as we get through to the end of summer is that, for the reason you said, kids are back in school, so lines are much shorter. At attractions, places that would be just jammed in the summer are a breeze to visit in September. You think some theme parks that still have weekend operating hours and just other attractions in major destinations.
And really, Labor Day weekend, it is acknowledged by many people to be the unofficial end of summer, but it's just that, unofficial.
Right.
And we associate it more with that was when school, back in the day, school was going to start, so that meant really the end of summer. But as adults, that doesn't necessarily...
You're right. It doesn't necessarily apply. Now, granted, there are a lot of families who would like to travel with their kids during the summer, but in the fall, it makes for that ideal weekend getaway for parents. You can leave the kids for a weekend with the grandparents. Parents and just go off and do something yourself, and we're so well situated here in Pittsburgh to major cities and also to the shore. So it's very easy for us to get to all kinds of destinations here in through September. And we have to realize September's still a pretty warm month. I mean, fall doesn't kick in till late September, even sometimes in through early October. Mm-hmm. You've got some really warm temperatures. The last time I was at the Outer Banks, I think it was around October, November. The weather was lovely. So yeah, it's a great time to travel, and people should definitely consider it.
So I had no doubt that you'd arrive today with a Fab Five list.
I did.
And I see that in your hand, in fact. you didn't disappoint me.
No.
So first up, you've got something special in both Hershey and Lancaster City, Pennsylvania.
Right, which are the two cities are maybe, 30, 45 minutes apart, if that. The neat thing that you may want to visit in Hershey Park over the Labor Day weekend, and they still have some weekends that they're operating in September and beyond, is the actual theme park there, which is called Hershey Park. And they opened a new ride this summer called Sky Rush. Now, this is, if you're a roller coaster person, and I am, not sure about you, Paul, but this is a winged...
Not anymore.
No. Huh? Okay, this is a winged coaster, and this is a relatively new sort of innovation in the last 5 years or so. That means that the actual coaster seats extend from either side of the track. So there is nothing above you or below you. It's a pretty gonzo ride. And in this particular one, you're going to go up 200 feet and then go straight down at 75 miles an hour. Have I talked you into it yet?
No.
No. Okay. But I would do it. So anyway, that is a really fun ride. When we were at Cedar Point recently, we actually went on their winged coaster, and it was a great ride. So I would recommend that. The neat thing also about Hershey Park and all of Hershey really is chocolate around every corner. What's not to like there? So if you haven't gone there, there's a lot of good reasons.
Does it still smell like chocolate there?
It does. It absolutely does. That main thoroughfare. Is it called Chocolate Boulevard? Chocolate Avenue, I believe. It absolutely smells like chocolate. Love it. In Lancaster City, which is close by, they do a lot of gallery walks, especially into the fall. There's a theater scene that starts happening. And then there's also one of my very favorite restaurants in Pennsylvania that is in Lancaster City. We've talked about it before, and that's John J. Jeffries at the Lancaster Arts Hotel. Still, those two chefs absolutely at the top of the game, top of their game from all reports that I've heard. So I think you can make a really nice weekend out of a visit to Hershey and Hershey Park and then spending a night in Lancaster City.
That last summer gasp should involve a beach, right?
Always.
Which is why you're sending us to Cape May, New Jersey.
Yes. Now, Cape May, that's a really sweet shore town. It's looking fine after Superstorm Sandy. They are in good shape. Several things going on over the Labor Day weekend that caught my eye. Love this one. The West Cape May, Jersey Tomato Festival. Tomato jewelry, tomato soup, tomato tacos, tomato everything.
Tomato, what was the first thing? Jewelry?
Tomato jewelry. I don't think it's made with real tomatoes.
Okay.
But tomato evocative jewelry, perhaps. It just brought to mind the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which we enjoyed in Northern California for many years. So that one's going on Saturday of Labor Day weekend, all day, 9 to 5. You've got the Cape May Designer show house tour. Every year they create this one fabulous home as it would be your dream home on the shore. And people love to tour through these homes. Sunday of Labor Day weekend, 1 to 4, you can visit the show house. And then Peter Max, there's a blast from the past for you. Great artist in the 60s, 70s, you know, maybe into the 80s. He's still around. And he is actually doing some shows at the Ocean Galleries in Stone Harbor, which is right across from Cape May, close by, on Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. So there's some kind of fun and quirky and neat stuff going on for the holiday weekend. But even if you just want to hang out at the beach or just try to get yourself a late season rental, even into early September, it's a great spot. I highly recommend it.
It's Central Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBombe. She's giving us some travel tips, ideas for trips we can take not only this weekend but beyond. And I understand that something's caught your eye in Atlantic City. For a lady that doesn't play the slots, that's saying something.
This is true. You know, as you know, I am not a gambler, but I love Las Vegas, and it's because the hotels, the resorts are so absolutely over the top, and we have talked about this. Well, there is a property in Atlantic City called the Revel Resort. Revel, I guess, is how they want to be identified. It has to be the most over-the-top property in Atlantic City. A couple things, several things going on there, but the ones that I really enjoy is that they have an outpost of Amada Restaurant, which is part of the Jose Garces Restaurant Group out of Philadelphia. Fantastic Spanish food. I've never had a bad meal in a Jose Garces restaurant, so they've got a beautiful showpiece there. They have the Basque Spa, which is, again, it's stunning, you know, sort of Vegas style, very over-the-top, very I don't know, sort of spoil yourself rotten kind of spa. They have this indoor-outdoor lounge they call O2. They've got a gorgeous pool that they call the in-out pool because it has an indoor and an outdoor component. They are right on the beach as well. Great nightclubs. If you love gambling, 130,000 square feet on the gaming floor. The property is beautiful, very tastefully done, you know, if you like that Vegas thing, but you're not going to fly out to Las Vegas for the Labor Day weekend, Revel in Atlantic City is a very good representation close to home.
And not on the beach, but certainly close to the water, is Annapolis, Maryland.
Another one of my absolute favorite destinations. Couple reasons I would want to send you now. You've just missed the Wednesday night sailboat races, which they're very well known for. Everybody goes out, competes in these races on Wednesday night. But when visitors go, they usually will try to get passage on a couple of large 72-foot sailboats, I believe they are, called the Woodwind 1 and the Woodwind 2. You can still take a sail on board those vessels, I believe, in through October. So it's just wonderful to go to Annapolis and get on the water. And if you want to be more experiential about it, the Annapolis Sailing School. I have actually done some things with them in the past. You don't have to worry about being a complete neophyte. They've got classes for total beginners on to folks who are more advanced. You can take a weekend class. You can take week-long classes if you'd like. So those are two great ways to get on the water in Annapolis. And it's just a great destination.
Sure. But times are tight. So, I mean, isn't this kind of expensive? Or is there an inexpensive way to explore?
Well, You know, I will say the sails on board the Woodwind 1 or the Woodwind 2, the large sailing vessels, I mean, you're talking they put, you know, 100 people on a sailboat. It's a massive sailboat. That is a very moderately priced two-hour evening excursion on a par with any sort of water cruise that you would do in any water destination. The sailing classes may run you more, but the sail on the Woodwind will not.
And since the locals clear out in the summer and tourism slows in the fall, you really like New York City right about now.
Absolutely. And over the years, I probably more than any other time of year, I had visited New York City in either the fall or the winter. My favorite times to be there. Now, granted, if you go in the winter months, November, December, I should say between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's going to get pretty crowded again. So the sweet spot right now, I would say, is after Labor Day through before Thanksgiving is when you want to go to New York City. The lines have gone away. The prices are much better. You can play tourists and go to places like the Empire State Building and the Rockefeller Center and the Statue of Liberty, which has reopened. Ellis Island hasn't, but the statue has. And you won't have to deal with the long lines that you'd have to deal with in the summer. Same thing with museums. You know, there won't be masses of people trying to see every great exhibit that there is going on in New York City. You have breathing room in the Big Apple this time of year. Love it as a destination. In the fall.
New York City in the fall. Nothing tops it, does it?
I don't think so.
Elaine LaBalme is our travel correspondent. She's contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, a pleasure visiting with you. We'll see you in September.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.